Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show as we are trying to give you as much coverage as we can of what's going on around the world this morning. And it's a lot. Let's put it that way. We've got Donald Trump is going to be live on Fox and Friends in about a half hour. Near the bottom of the hour, around 6:30 or so. And we're going to do our best to bring you much of that live as we can here on the show. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get to that here as soon as they go to him. We think that's around 6:35. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that that happens on time. My guess is on TV time, Donald Trump will be on time. What do you think?
Yes,
I think he will. Last night was a big night, not as big as tonight. It'll be at the DNC convention. They introduced themselves to Tim Walz. Tim Walz introduced himself to the world yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. You know, there's been this question of his stolen valor, right? Stolen valor is a couple things. Number one, claiming you were in a war zone when you weren't. Or number two, lying about your rank when you were in the military for political gain or monetary gain. That is frowned upon by military veterans. He's been accused of doing both of those things. And the Democrats have really been on the defensive this week, saying, you need to honor his service. How dare you question him? Well, they questioned John Kerry effectively and correctly in 2004. They're doing the same thing with Tim Walz. You got some splaining to do if you tell everybody you were a command master sergeant when you weren't. And I thought that part of the controversy was over because the Harris campaign came out and said, okay, well, you know, he misspoke a little bit.
They changed the website.
This was a clip from the video they played last night introducing Tim Walz at the Democratic National Convention. Listen.
After his 17th birthday and served 24 years in the National Guard, rising to command sergeant major.
That was a clip of the video they used introducing him last night. So he's still stealing valor, even at the Democratic National Convention.
No.
Well, he did rise to that, but he was that rank for how long?
No, but he was never that rank. He never achieved that. He did not retire as a command sergeant major.
That's not what they're saying, Mark.
Well, it doesn't matter what they're saying. What they're saying is deceptive is the point. The reason veterans are mad, like Jesse Jane Duff and this Congressman Walz, different spelling, the reason they're mad, 50 members of Congress who were veterans have signed a letter, Republicans, saying what he's doing is dishonest. And he shouldn't be allowed to say that. That's like saying I was a general in the Army when you didn't retire as a general in the Army. Now, in some cases, for officers, when they retire, they're automatic. I believe if you're a lieutenant colonel, when you retire, you're like bumped up to colonel for your retirement or something like that. Seems to me in my brain that that's part of how it works. Not in this case. He did not finish he didn't complete the requirements to be a command sergeant major. So again, this is going to continue to have legs because they are misleading people. And I think that's what gets under the skin of veterans.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I don't know if you watched any of it last night. Was it too late for you? I went to bed and finished watching some of it this morning. We're going to cover that for you here as part of our top stories, Carl. Let's hit it.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Because in Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and the personal choices they make. And even if we wouldn't make those same choices for ourselves, we've got a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Oh, there he is, Tim Walz. He was fired up last night. He's got a golden rule up there in Minnesota. We're going to put tampons in boys' rooms, and if you don't like it, mind your own business.
Jim, 818,000 fewer jobs were added during the period between April 2023 and March of this year.
I don't know what you think about that. That was not somebody accidentally moving a decimal point. You were intentionally lied to about those jobs numbers by the Harris-Biden administration over the past year.
The massive scandal around the revised job numbers that were just announced, and it really isn't a revision, it's a total lie. Total lie.
Yeah. Thank you, President Trump, for pointing that out. You don't make an error to the tune of 63,000 jobs a month. That's never happened. They thought it might be, maybe they were off by a couple of 100,000. They were off by nearly 1 million jobs that they claim were created that never happened.
If you cannot control when and how you choose to bring your children into this world and how they are raised and supported, there is no American dream.
Oh, my God. Is anybody else as irritated with Oprah? Can I be any more irritated with Oprah Winfrey than I am right now?
All right, Chandler Bing.
Honestly. Yeah, seriously. This is an African-American woman who is arguably the richest television talk show host of all time. Isn't she? Am I wrong about that? I mean, I was in Nassau in the Bahamas and saw the house she has down there on the end of the island, and God knows how many other houses she has around the country. And hey,
Hawaii.
I'm a capitalist.
Well,
I support that. I'm thrilled that she's a billionaire. But don't get on that stage and complain to me that you're a victim.
Well, that's what the criticism has been, is they have Michelle Obama trotting out there on stage and slamming the rich, right? Like, oh, tax them and da-da-da. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you not fit that category? I guess there's been a lot of hypocrisy. It's funny to me that the DNC has to bring out all these celebrities because sadly they know that a lot of their supporters, like, that is what matter. If they see Lil Jon, they're like, what? Lil Jon is a Democrat and voting for Kamala Harris? I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah. I mean, Stevie Wonder.
If Stevie Wonder supports Kamala, why would you not support her?
I would argue that he can't see what's coming. And that's the problem with his endorsement last night. That's the biggest challenge to Stevie.
If you polled like 18-year-olds, 18 to 22, I bet you'd have a higher percentage than you think would say that it's like a celebrity. Someone in Hollywood is supporting that candidate, and that's why they're going that direction.
Of course they are. But listen to what Oprah tried to sell, and she probably sold it effectively to the numbskulls who were in that DNC arena last night. Listen to this garbage.
I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
I want that to hang out there for a minute. One of the richest women in the world who succeeded fantastically in a business where that is difficult to do. Would Kim, you've been in TV. She started out as a TV news anchor and morphed into a TV talk show host. Can you think of anybody who, when they start out in journalism school, doesn't ultimately have the goal of being a network news star? Everybody who starts that nobody who does that for a living thinks, I'm going to end up in a medium-sized market somewhere as a 60-year-old reporter standing out in the snow telling you not to go outside. That's never your goal.
That was my dream.
Your goal is to be the main anchor or to be a Peter Jennings or whoever was the big anchors when I was in college. That's what you dream of. Not only has she achieved that, she's crushed it in America. A black woman who exceeded everybody's expectations, I'm sure, including her own, to have a billion-dollar media empire. Good for her. She's smart. She owns it. Don't stand on that stage and tell me you know income inequality. When was that, Oprah? Just out of interest, when were you a victim of income inequality? Is it when you were a cub reporter and the guy standing next to you that had been there 20 years was making more money than you? Did he have his foot on your throat at that point? Hell no. You earned your success. Why would you go back now and try to tell other people that they need to elect Kamala Harris because you might be a victim of somebody else making more money than you in the same job?
Well, did she grow up poor?
I have no idea.
Well, if she, let's just say, for argument's sake, that she did, that would be a similar story to J.D. Vance.
I know.
I get that he doesn't have the same path. He doesn't have his own talk show. But the same thing, a rags-to-riches story.
Well, it's
and
all...
That is the American dream right there.
But it's all about downplaying the American dream for Democrats. That's it. They don't want you to believe it still exists.
Right.
I'm going to let you hear from Tim Walz in a minute. He said that last night about J.D. Vance. He said it in his nationally televised speech. And it's disgusting, to be quite honest. We'll get to that and more. And we'll carry President Trump's comments live at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Don't be afraid, but I don't know who had this on their bingo card. But here we are 73 days out from the election. And now we're talking about monkeypox. I don't know how big of a deal it is. I know the WHO is concerned about it. They've declared a global health concern. What do we actually know about it? And we've got Jonathan Savage with us this morning. Fox News Radio has been covering this story. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
So what is the World Health Organization seeing here, and how close how many cases are there in America so far?
Yeah, known as monkeypox in the past, it's now officially called Mpox. And back in 2022, there was that outbreak in the United States that affected over 30,000 people in the U.S. alone. 58 died. Well, now there's a new strain that's considered more dangerous and more easily spread. And that's what's prompted the World Health Organization to reinstate that status of a public health emergency of international concern. Now, for people in the U.S., the good news, you might say, just now is there have been no cases of this strain yet. It's spread in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa and its neighboring countries. It's since been detected in Sweden, the first case outside Africa. But experts say it's just a matter of time, really, until it spreads elsewhere.
Wow. No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of them are already talking about, got to get vaccinated for monkeypox. So now you can get your flu shot, your COVID shot, and your monkeypox vaccine all at your local Walgreens. Right? Because there's talk of that.
Yeah, there is a vaccine available, which is one of the reasons why the WHO is saying, look, this isn't another COVID. You don't need to panic and expect that kind of situation. But also, because of that outbreak in 2022, plenty of people have already been vaccinated. They have immunity from vaccination. They have immunity from previous infection. So that should, they hope, limit the spread or at least cause health impacts not quite as severe as we're seeing in Africa. In Africa, Mpox does kill hundreds of people every year.
Well, the thing about any of these pandemics, and I would imagine that it was very true with COVID, is that it's a 10-hour flight from Europe or Switzerland or wherever else they've had a case now in Europe, and suddenly it's in America. So, I mean, it doesn't take very many days for this situation to change pretty dramatically, right?
That's right. That people, of course, could be traveling with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, or they may think that they have flu, because a lot of the symptoms are similar to flu. Fever, muscle aches, headaches. There's also lesions on top of that, which are more specific to Mpox.
Wow. Well, all right. So for now, are they recommending, Jonathan, that people get the vaccine just in case, or has it not risen to that point yet?
It's not risen to that point yet. I think we should also say that it's spread by close personal contact. People often associate that with sexual contact, not necessarily the case, but obviously that is a version of close personal contact.
Yeah, very true. Jonathan Savage, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to. I just wanted to update you on that because I think we talked about this the other day. What's next? It's monkeypox, monkey impox. Why did they change it? Were they afraid of insulting the monkeys? Why did they change it from monkeypox to impox? It's like me going from Mark Cox to M. Cox. Why would you do that?
That sounds kind of cool.
It does. Welcome to the M. Cox Show. Thank you.
They were trying to say that you could not just only get it from monkeys.
Well, now you can get it from humans, but it's still monkeypox.
I'm not trying to, like, Like, yeah, if you have some of these diseases, like, yes, they can be serious, okay? But at the same time, it is laughable how these organizations are like, it's a global pandemic, and they're like, make sure you get your vaccine. I mean, that's what this is all about, sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, this is what's coming down the pipeline, and they're going to shame people if they don't get vaccinated, because then you're a grandma killer. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to elevate to that, but don't put it past them. It could.
Well, just, I mean, there are definitely people in this country who would love to use it to their advantage to scare people going into the election. What is it? Is it Dr. Evil who rubs his hands together and goes, I can see Sam Page somewhere this morning doing that at the possibility that he might be able to impose tyrannical restrictions on people again in St. Louis County. There are people out there who derive power from emergencies like that, and they enjoy it, and they use it to their advantage during the last presidential election cycle. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, let's hope that it doesn't sound like it's that serious yet. But I wanted to get that report from Jonathan Savage, just so you'd get it straight from the reporting of the WHO. All right. Coming up, I wonder if Donald Trump will mention monkeypox today. I know he's going to mention those fake jobs numbers. There were 18,000 jobs reported that never existed. How does that happen? Honestly, if you're out there claiming, oh, the economy's doing great, we've created 1 million jobs. Oh, no, we haven't. We have to subtract 818,000 from that. That's a big error. And I'm sure President Trump is going to be bringing that up. He's going to do a live interview with Fox and Friends coming up here after the bottom of the hour. And we're going to take part of that live so you can hear some of his comments this morning. We're back in just a minute. All right. Welcome back. Donald Trump is on live right now with Fox and Friends up in New York. We're going to carry some of that for you live. Let's hit it.
Who are just trying to live their lives. They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it. And we know if these guys get back in the White House, they'll start jacking up the costs on the middle class, they'll repeal the Affordable Care Act, they'll gut Social Security and Medicare, and they will ban abortion across this country with or without Congress. Here's the thing. It's an agenda nobody asked for. It's an agenda that serves nobody except the richest and the most extreme amongst us.
All right, so this is your chance to set the record straight. What's your response?
Well, first of all, he's a total lightweight, and he shouldn't be even having any access to possibly being president. The guy, he's been a terrible governor. They've had nothing but problems in their state. He has no capability. They call him coach. He's a semi-coach. He coached some football for a little while. This guy is a lightweight, and he shouldn't have access. And for him to say about Project 25 is disgraceful. They know I have nothing to do with it. I had no idea what it was. A group of people got together. They drew up some conservative values, very conservative values. And in some case, perhaps they went over the line. Perhaps they didn't. I have no idea what Project 25 is. But they use it and they know it. Just like Charlottesville, totally discredited. They use Charlottesville. You know, Biden gets up all the time, says Charlottesville. He ran because of Charlottesville. He got run out of office by the Democrats. They did a coup on him, and he's sitting someplace in California on a beach. And because he's in California, it's crime-ridden place. It's not the same place. More people leaving than coming. And all of the things that these people have done, Kamala has been the worst. Everything she touched turned bad. California turned bad. San Francisco, you can't walk into San Francisco. You barely can go into California anymore. People, it's a state that's in terrible, terrible crime trouble and every other form of trouble, monetary trouble. It's got nothing. Drugs all over the place. You go into Los Angeles, you can't walk down the streets. It's a shame. Between Gavin Newsom, but it was really more Kamala because she was your district attorney in San Francisco. San Francisco is unlivable now, unlivable. 15 years ago, it was the most beautiful city, one of the greatest cities in the world. Today, it's unlivable. It's going to have to be, hopefully, be able to be brought back if that's possible. Kamala, who's a Marxist and a radical left, frankly, she's a radical left lunatic. And if she became our president, if this country would turn out to be a big version of San Francisco or a big version of California itself. So these guys, they talk about that. They talk about all different things that they know are totally discredited. They have a thing with soldiers where I'm looking over the graves of soldiers and saying horrible thing about dead soldiers from World War One. It was totally made up. It was a made up story. Confirmed, that was confirmed by my side of it by 26 people in the military that it never happened. They had one lunatic talking about it, and they use it all the time. There's nobody that loves the military more than me. Nobody did more for the military. I rebuilt the military. They gave $85 billion of it away to Afghanistan in the dumbest and one of the most horrible things that's ever happened, probably the most embarrassing moment that ever happened to a country.
And she was the last one in the room. And she was the last one in the room when that decision was made.
Sure, she was the last one. No, she made the decision. She made the decision. And it was one of the most embarrassing decisions. Not, Brian, not the fact that we got out. The way they got out. I was ready to get out, but I was going to keep Bagram. That's one of the biggest air bases in the world. It was 1 hour away from where China makes their nuclear weapons. 1 hour away. Very important that we keep it. They left Bagram. The biggest runway, most powerful runways can handle the heaviest loads. This was designed billions and billions of dollars years ago. We gave them the keys, and now China occupies Bagram. We should have kept that. That was the one thing we should have stayed, not because of Afghanistan, but because of China. And we gave it up. They took the soldiers out before they did. Soldiers first. We left people. We have, to this day, we have people living there that can't get out. We 13 great people who I know the families, as you know, 13 great people killed, 45 absolutely obliterated, the arms, the legs, and hundreds of people killed during that day. People falling off planes, many people falling off planes from 3,000 feet up in the air. That's like three times the height of the Empire State Building.
President Trump,
it's,
you're talking about...
so sad to see.
You're talking about
then
so
I
many...
have to listen to... Excuse me, Brent. Then I have to listen to a lightweight like this get up and absolutely lie. But they all lied. And they mentioned my name. I read where, in frankly, I watched where you said, your group said, you said specifically, I think they mentioned me 297 times. They mentioned the border once. They mentioned crime twice. They don't mention the economy because the economy is horrible. They defrauded the people of our country with the job numbers. You saw that. 818,000 fake jobs they put on the rolls. They thought they could keep it. They thought they were going to keep those numbers until right after the election when they could announce a revision, but they weren't able to do that because they had a leaker and somebody leaked the numbers. They were fraudulent job numbers, just like they have fraudulent crime numbers. The FBI didn't include New York, Chicago, and Oakland and a couple of other places that aren't doing so well in crime. If they would have included those numbers, they're the worst crime numbers we've ever had.
So, Mr. President, let's talk about Chicago. You brought it up. I had the opportunity. I've been going all over Chicago for years now, but I went to a barbershop, and there was a lot of people there. They talked about you. They talked about Kamala Harris stealing the tip plan from you. They say they're open. This is a little bit from the folks that I talked to. Watch.
We've been doing these barbershop tours since 2003, and it's really enlightening to hear individuals start to change their political direction. I think it's time that blacks in general need to boost our political IQ. Stop being blindly faithful to a one-party system that doesn't work for us. So I've always liked Donald Trump. You know, he was an icon for years in our community. Not all of a sudden now he's this big Klansman.
What changed?
I think the powers that be saw his potential in our community. If somebody, the Republicans started to come and really communicate in these communities, they'll come to barbershops and they'll start to see. We're talking the same language, but they don't know how to communicate. So they'd rather not do it.
So, Mr. President, he says that you got to directly communicate to the voters. Will you be on the ground at barbershops, local communities, talking about the issues that matter to them?
And I am going to be doing that. I like that guy, and I like those people. And I watched yesterday as you did it. You are doing fantastically, by the way. I watched yesterday as you did the interviews. Those are great people. Those are people who just want safety. They don't want much. He wants to run his barbershop. The people that were getting the haircut, I was thinking about maybe going there myself because I like the work. Maybe they didn't make my hair look better. I'd pay a lot of money for that haircut. They could make my hair look better. But, you know, honestly, those are great people. Those are hardworking people. They're strong, they're tough, and they know they're being conned by the Democrats. You have a corrupt political system in Chicago. Look at your governor. The governor's an incompetent guy. He was thrown out of the family business. He was Hyatt Hotels. I was partners with them years ago on a job in New York. They threw him out of the business. I know the family very well. They threw him out because they didn't want him in the business. He ends up being governor. He has money. He ends up being governor. He's incompetent. Look, the Chicago and the whole Illinois thing is very, very corrupt, but we're putting a big play there. We're putting a big play in New York. You have the same situation in New York. If you went to a barbershop, any barbershop that you're talking about, if you went to a barbershop in New York, in Los Angeles, in any place you want to talk about, you're going to find the same thing, the same reaction. They're really upset. And I watched the mothers on your show this morning before we went on. So sad. They've given up on life. You have the worst prosecutors. They go after guys like me. They go after me because I question the elections and things like that. It's nonsense. If you can't question an election, we don't have a country. But when people get killed, when their children get killed, nothing happens. I remember Jesse Smollett. I said, you got to prosecute this guy, and they did. But Jesse Smollett was given a free hand, and yet these killers, and they know who they are. The worst thing is they know who they are. They don't even go and pick them up. And you have many communities like that. Chicago's terrible in that respect, but you have many communities like that. Chicago, 20 years ago, was a great city. I built a great building.
All right, welcome back. Donald Trump is on live right now with Fox and Friends up in New York. We're going to carry some of that for you live. Let's hit it.
Who are just trying to live their lives. They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it. And we know if these guys get back in the White House, they'll start jacking up the costs on the middle class. They'll repeal the Affordable Care Act. They'll gut Social Security and Medicare. And they will ban abortion across this country with or without Congress. Here's the thing. It's an agenda nobody asked for. It's an agenda that serves nobody except the richest and the most extreme amongst us.
All right, so this is your chance to set the record straight. What's your response?
Well, first of all, he's a total lightweight, and he shouldn't be even having any access to possibly being president. The guy, he's been a terrible governor. They've had nothing but problems in their state. He has no capability. They call him coach. He's a semi-coach. He coached some football for a little while. This guy is a lightweight, and he shouldn't have access. And for him to say about Project 25 is disgraceful. They know I have nothing to do with it. I had no idea what it was. A group of people got together. They drew up some conservative values, very conservative values. And in some case, perhaps they went over the line. Perhaps they didn't. I have no idea what Project 25 is. But they use it and they know it. Just like Charlottesville, totally discredited. They use Charlottesville. You know, Biden gets up all the time, says Charlottesville. He ran because of Charlottesville. He got run out of office by the Democrats. They did a coup on him, and he's sitting someplace in California on a beach. And he, because he's in California, it's crime-ridden, crime-ridden place. It's not the same place. More people leaving than coming. And all of the things that these people have done, Kamala has been the worst. Everything she touched turned bad. California turned bad. San Francisco, you can't walk into San Francisco. You barely can go into California anymore. People, it's a state that's in terrible, terrible crime trouble and every other form of trouble, monetary trouble. It's got nothing, drugs all over the place. You go into Los Angeles, you can't walk down the streets. It's a shame between Gavin Newsom, but it was really more Kamala because she was your district attorney in San Francisco. San Francisco is unlivable now, unlivable. 15 years ago, it was the most beautiful city, one of the greatest cities in the world. Today, it's unlivable. It's going to have to be, hopefully, be able to be brought back if that's possible. Kamala, who's a Marxist and a radical left, frankly, she's a radical left lunatic. And if she became our president, if this country would turn out to be a big version of San Francisco or a big version of California itself. So these guys, they talk about that. They talk about all different things that they know are totally discredited. They have a thing with soldiers where I'm looking over the graves of soldiers and saying horrible thing about dead soldiers from World War One. It was totally made up. It was a made up story. Confirmed. That was confirmed by my side of it by 26 people in the military that it never happened. They had one lunatic talking about it, and they use it all the time. There's nobody that loves the military more than me. Nobody did more for the military. I rebuilt the military. They gave $85 billion of it away to Afghanistan in the dumbest and one of the most horrible things that's ever happened, probably the most embarrassing moment that ever happened to a country.
And she was the last one in the room. And she was the last one in the room when that decision was made.
Sure, she was the last one. No, she made the decision. She made the decision, and it was one of the most embarrassing decisions. Not Brian, not the fact that we got out, the way they got out. I was ready to get out, but I was going to keep Bagram. That's one of the biggest air bases in the world. It was 1 hour away from where China makes their nuclear weapons. 1 hour away. Very important that we keep it. They left Bagram. The biggest runway, most powerful runways can handle the heaviest loads. This was designed billions and billions of dollars years ago. We gave them the keys, and now China occupies Bagram. We should have kept that. That was the one thing we should have stayed, not because of Afghanistan, but because of China. And we gave it up. They took the soldiers out before they did. Soldiers first. We left people. We have, to this day, we have people living there that can't get out. We 13 great people who I know the families, as you know, 13 great people killed, 45 absolutely obliterated, the arms, the legs, and hundreds of people killed during that day. People falling off planes, many people falling off planes from 3,000 feet up in the air. That's like three times the height of the Empire State Building.
President Trump,
it's,
you're talking about...
so sad to see.
You're talking about
and then
so
I
many...
have to listen to... Excuse me, Brent. Then I have to listen to a lightweight like this get up and absolutely lie. But they all lied. And they mentioned my name. I read where, in frankly, I watched where you said, your group said, you said specifically, I think they mentioned me 297 times. They mentioned the border once. They mentioned crime twice. They don't mention the economy because the economy is horrible. They defrauded the people of our country with the job numbers. You saw that. 818,000 fake jobs they put on the rolls. They thought they could keep it. They thought they were going to keep those numbers until right after the election when they could announce a revision, but they weren't able to do that because they had a leaker and somebody leaked the numbers. They were fraudulent job numbers, just like they have fraudulent crime numbers. The FBI didn't include New York, Chicago, and Oakland and a couple of other places that aren't doing so well in crime. If they would have included those numbers, they're the worst crime numbers we've ever had.
So, Mr. President, let's talk about Chicago. You brought it up. I had the opportunity. I've been going all over Chicago for years now, but I went to a barbershop, and there was a lot of people there. They talked about you. They talked about Kamala Harris stealing the tip plan from you. They say they're open. This is a little bit from the folks that I talked to. Watch.
We've been doing these barbershop tours since 03, And it's really enlightening to hear individuals start to change their political direction. I think it's time that blacks in general need to boost our political IQ. Stop being blindly faithful to a one-party system that doesn't work for us. So I've always liked Donald Trump. You know, he was an icon for years in our community. And all of a sudden now he's this big Klansman.
What changed?
I think the powers that be saw his potential in our community. The Republicans started to come and really communicate in these communities, they'll come to barbershops and they'll start to see. We're talking the same language, but they don't know how to communicate. So they'd rather not do it.
So, Mr. President, he says that you got to directly communicate to the voters. Will you be on the ground at barbershops, local communities, talking about the issues that matter to them?
And I am going to be doing that. I like that guy, and I like those people. And I watched yesterday as you did it. You are doing fantastically, by the way. I watched yesterday as you did the interviews. Those are great people. Those are people who just want safety. They don't want much. He wants to run his barbershop. The people that were getting the haircut, I was thinking about maybe going there myself because I like the work. Maybe they didn't make my hair look better. I'd pay a lot of money for that haircut. They could make my hair look better. But, you know, honestly, those are great people. Those are hardworking people. They're strong, they're tough, and they know they're being conned by the Democrats. You have a corrupt political system in Chicago. Look at your governor. The governor's an incompetent guy. He was thrown out of the family business. He was Hyatt Hotels. I was partners with them years ago on a job in New York. They threw him out of the business. I know the family very well. They threw him out because they didn't want him in the business. He ends up being governor. He has money. He ends up being governor. He's incompetent. Look, the Chicago and the whole Illinois thing is very, very corrupt, but we're putting a big play there. We're putting a big play in New York. You have the same situation in New York. If you went to a barbershop, any barbershop that you're talking about, if you went to a barbershop in New York, in Los Angeles, in any place you want to talk about, you're going to find the same thing, the same reaction. They're really upset. And I watched the mothers on your show this morning before we went on. So sad. They've given up on life. You have the worst prosecutors. They go after guys like me. They go after me because I question the elections and things like that. It's nonsense. If you can't question an election, we don't have a country. But when people get killed, when their children get killed, nothing happens. I remember Jesse Smollett. I said, you got to prosecute this guy, and they did. But Jesse Smollett was given a free hand, and yet these killers, and they know who they are. The worst thing is they know who they are. They don't even go and pick them up. And you have many communities like that. Chicago's terrible in that respect, but you have many communities like that. Chicago 20 years ago was a great city. I built a great building in Chicago. In fact, I see it every time they do the skyline. But Chicago has gone really wrong, and I think I'm going to get a tremendous amount of votes from Chicago.
What would you do differently, Mr. President? What would you do differently?
That, of course, is Donald Trump live on with Fox and Friends this morning. I think part of that answer was a little rambling, but some of it was pretty funny. He's going to go get a haircut at that barbershop.
That was the funniest comment. I actually laughed out loud. They could make my hair look better.
I'm waiting to see that. I want to see video of that when it happens. We wanted to carry part of that interview live. If there are any more highlights of it, we'll, of course, bring them to you here. But that was President Trump live during an interview there with Fox and Friends. All right. We got to Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins on later. I'm sure they can both comment on some of the president's statements that he made there. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
It's a very appropriate song. Usually start In Other News off with death. Today, we're starting it off with life. Ashanti and St. Louis's own maybe avid listener of the Mark Cox Morning Show, Nelly. They announced the birth of their first baby together. The boy's name is Kareem Kincaid Haynes. So congratulations to the couple.
Nice.
Aww.
Not Kareem Kincaid Nelly? Wouldn't you want to pass that along?
Cornell
as a legend?
His first name.
Oh, I know.
He'll probably go by Nelly Jr.
Yeah, Nelly Jr. Congratulations.
There already is a Nelly Jr.
Speaking of Nelly, I think they just released the police video of his arrest.
Oh, they did? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I'm guessing everything Scott Rosenblum said was correct.
I, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll have to go look.
TV travel guide Rick Steves revealed on Wednesday that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. In a social media post, he shared that he will undergo surgery next month in Seattle. However, before the procedure, Steve plans to film 2 episodes of his PBS series, Rick Steves Europe, in France over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too concerned about it, but I mean, it's prostate cancer. I know,
get checked,
but still.
Everybody.
Yes.
It looks like Chick-fil-A is making a bold move into the entertainment industry by planning to launch a lineup of original content on its own streaming platform. This is according to Deadline. The fast food company has been collaborating with several major production companies, including some prominent studios, to develop family-friendly programming, especially in the unscripted genre.
Wow, so we're talking TV.
TV.
Well, they're starting out with a game show.
Yep. But it'll be wholesome. It won't air on Sundays.
Now that one I'll give you.
I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. You know what? We need that. So good for you, Chick-fil-A. I'm tired of turning on shows and seeing everyone barely wearing anything and talking about stuff that children should not be hearing. Or really
it,
even adults for that matter.
Yeah. Will you pay for Chick-fil-A streaming?
Well, it depends what's on it.
I guess so. It'll depend on the content. I do have a bone to pick with him, though. I took my grandson to the Chick-fil-A in Mid-Rivers Mall drive yesterday at 364 there, and the play place was closed. That's like going to McDonald's and them telling you the milkshake machine is broken.
Oh, so
that shouldn't happen. No, I don't know. I don't know how often it's closed, but it was shut down. He was so disappointed. But go ahead. Sorry.
The Acolyte, the Star Wars series on Disney Plus, has officially been canceled just after one season. Despite ending with cliffhangers hinting at a second season, the show received mixed reviews and criticisms from fans, leading to a decline in viewership. So,
it wasn't canceled. They just decided not to renew it.
Carl has to defend it. He takes personal offense to that.
They canceled it
because the show sucked.
And you saw it? How much? Not at all.
Watched every second of it.
I did see it.
Big fan of Star Wars.
Ethan did not care for it.
I have all the figurines, Carl. I'm probably a bigger Star Wars fan than you.
I believe you.
Although the fight scenes were great. I'll give it that.
By the way, Luke Skywalker was at the Democratic National Convention to see.
No, Mark. Mark Hamill was at the
and he is all in for Kamala Harris. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He is.
Follow him on.
Listen.
Mr. Hamill, any comment on President Biden's speech last night? What'd you think of it?
I'm speechless. It was fantastic.
What about the whole night?
Oh, well, I don't know how they're going to top last night, but fingers crossed.
How confident are you that Harris is going to win in November?
Very confident.
Very confident. This is a guy who talks to little green men, so I'm not too worried about it. But go ahead, Ethan. I interrupted.
Oh, you're good. Today is a very special day for women across the country. Do you know what it is, Mark?
Is it National Women's Day?
It is not. Today,
National Men's Day? Are they excited?
No, today Starbucks is releasing its fall menus.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back, ladies. Get out there and get them.
Still a month away from fall. I mean, aren't we like in late September?
September
right?
21st. Start of fall?
Yeah.
Every year it's earlier.
It's too early for that.
I'm not one of those people who has to get in line for it. I do like them, but I'm not going to be obsessed. Like, I don't have to have all the pumpkin things.
Went through a Home Depot yesterday,
and
they've got the Halloween stuff out already.
They've had that out for months.
I didn't notice it till
Summerween, so Mark.
The other day. Too early. And the big skeleton thing, I'd love to have one of those. They're like $300. I'm like, I'm not spending that much money on animatronic thing like that.
We need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd love to have one, but that is not in the budget. Thank you. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jim Talent and also parents defending education, working to reclaim our schools after finding out a bunch of schools in Missouri do not require parental notification if a child is gender neutral.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It's a very appropriate song. Usually start in other news off with death. Today we're starting it off with life. Ashante and St. Louis's own, maybe avid listener of the Mark Cox Morning Show, Nelly. They announced the birth of their first baby together. The boy's name is Kareem Kincaid Haynes. So congratulations to the couple.
Nice.
Aww.
Not Kareem Kincaid Nelly? Wouldn't you want to pass that along?
Cornell
as a
is
legend?
His first name. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He'll probably
know.
Go by Nelly Jr.
Yeah, Nelly Jr. Congratulations.
I think there already is a Nelly Jr.
Speaking of Nelly, I think they just released the police video of his arrest.
Oh, they did? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I'm guessing everything Scott Rosenblum said was correct.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll have to go look.
TV travel guide Rick Steves revealed on Wednesday that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. In a social media post, he shared that he will undergo surgery next month in Seattle. However, before the procedure, Steve plans to film 2 episodes of his PBS series, Rick Steves Europe, in France over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too concerned about it, but
I mean,
it's prostate
it
cancer. I know,
get checked,
but still.
Everybody.
Yes.
It looks like Chick-fil-A is making a bold move into the entertainment industry by planning to launch a lineup of original content on its own streaming platform. This is according to Deadline. The fast food company has been collaborating with several major production companies, including some prominent studios, to develop family-friendly programming, especially in the unscripted genre.
Wow, so we're talking TV.
TV.
Well, they're starting out with a game show.
Yep. But it'll be wholesome. It won't air on Sundays.
Now that one I'll give you.
I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. You know what? We need that. So good for you, Chick-fil-A. I'm tired of turning on shows and seeing everyone barely wearing anything and talking about stuff that children should not be hearing. Or really
it,
even adults for that matter.
Yeah. Will you pay for Chick-fil-A streaming?
Well, it depends what's on it.
I guess so. It'll depend on the content. I do have a bone to pick with him, though. I took my grandson to the Chick-fil-A in Mid-Rivers Mall drive yesterday at 364 there, and the play place was closed. That's like going to McDonald's and them telling you the milkshake machine is broken.
Oh, so
that shouldn't have happened. No, I don't know. I don't know how often it's closed, but it was shut down. He was so disappointed. But go ahead. Sorry.
The Alkalite, the Star Wars series on Disney Plus, has officially been canceled just after one season. Despite ending with cliffhangers hinting at a second season, the show received mixed reviews and criticisms from fans, leading to a decline in viewership. So,
it wasn't canceled. They just decided not to renew it.
Carl has to defend it. He takes personal offense to that.
They
canceled it because the show sucked.
And you saw it? How much? Not at all.
Watched every second of it.
I did see it.
Big fan of Star Wars.
Ethan did not care for it.
I have all the figurines, Carl.
It was just
I'm probably a bigger Star Wars fan than you.
I believe you.
Although the fight scenes were great. I'll give it that.
By the way, Luke Skywalker was at the Democratic National Convention to see.
No, Mark. Mark Hamill was at the
And he is all in for Kamala Harris. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He is.
Follow him on.
Listen.
Mr. Hamill, any comment on President Biden's speech last night? What'd you think of it?
I'm speechless. It was fantastic.
What about the whole tonight?
The whole night. Oh, well, I don't know how they're going to top last night, but fingers crossed.
How confident are you that Harris is going to win in November?
Very confident.
Very confident. This is a guy who talks to little green men, so I'm not too worried about it. But go ahead, Ethan. I interrupted.
Oh, you're good. Today is a very special day for women across the country. Do you know what it is, Mark?
Is it National Women's Day?
It is not. Today,
National Men's Day? Are they excited?
No, today Starbucks is releasing its fall menus.
No.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back, ladies. Get out there and get them.
Still a month away from fall. I mean, aren't we like in late September?
September 21st. Isn't that the start of fall?
Yeah.
Every year it's earlier.
It's too early for that.
I'm not one of those people who has to get in line for it. I do like them, but I'm not going to be obsessed. Like, I don't have to have all the pumpkin things.
Went through Home Depot yesterday,
and
they've got the Halloween stuff out already.
They've had that out for months.
I didn't notice it till
Summerween,
so
Mark.
The other day. Too early. And the big skeleton thing, I'd love to have one of those. They're like $300. I'm not spending that much money on animatronic thing like that.
We need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd love to have one, but that is not in the budget. Thank you. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jim Talent and also parents defending education, working to reclaim our schools after finding out a bunch of schools in Missouri do not require parental notification if a child is gender neutral.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.